Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you that we're created in your image, and that which we speak forth in agreement with your word comes true, because it is true already in the spiritual realm. And you have said that you spoke the worlds into existence and created them out of nothing, and that we are created in your image, and we have the ability to speak those things which have not manifested, and they will manifest. They will be established on earth as they are in heaven. And you have said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, in Luke 6:45. And we say that we receive the desires of our hearts that you have given us, and we agree with your word, and we begin to build those things which appear not to be, but will be manifest according to your word. And you said in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thee always. And we receive it. We choose to receive it. And you said in Proverbs 18:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. And we repent of the things that we have spoken over our own prosperity, our health, our destiny, and who we are in Christ, that are not in line with your word. In Mark 11:23, you said, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, speaks, declares, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Thank you, Lord. And we believe that you mean it, Lord, that you're not just saying this for a select few, but you're a respecter of no person, and that you're not a respecter of any person, and that we qualify. In Proverbs 16:9, you said, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And we choose to believe you, Lord, in spite of any circumstances, any situations, any apparent setbacks, any symptoms. We choose to believe you. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, says Proverbs 18:20 and 21, and with the increase of his lips he shall be filled. And we choose to speak increase with our lips, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. We choose to speak life over ourselves, and healing and prosperity and increase in agreement with you. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so we choose to speak life, 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 according to the resurrection life in Christ Jesus. In James 3:6, you said, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. We repent for defiling our bodies, our futures, our prosperities, our own ministries, our families, and that it sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. And so we choose to lay our tongues on the altar and to receive the destiny you have for our tongues, to be your voice and to speak your truth over ourselves, others, and you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Proverbs 21:23, you said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And we want to be free of troubles. And we choose to receive the discipline of the Lord and let you speak through our mouths, that they be totally submitted to the truth of your word, regardless of how things appear at the time. In Isaiah 57:19, you said, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. We choose to believe that and nothing else, Lord, that you are always in the process of healing us, and we receive it. Because the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, you said in Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them, in Proverbs 12:6. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his own mouth. So we give our mouth to you. That was Proverbs 12:14. The tongue of the wise is health, Proverbs 12:18. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, Proverbs 13:3. The lips of the wise shall preserve them, Proverbs 14:3. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit, Proverbs 15:4. And so we choose to have a wholesome tongue, the lips of the wise, the tongue of the wise, and we choose to be satisfied by the fruit of our own mouth. We know that we speak our own future health, prosperity, destiny into existence as we agree with you. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life, but willful contrariness in it breaks down the spirit. Proverbs 15:4. So we choose to build up our spirits. In the name of Jesus, our spirit can agree with you because the tongue of a wise man useth knowledge aright. That's what wisdom is applying knowledge correctly in Proverbs 15:2. Proverbs 16:23, the wise and the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. So we receive your teaching. We receive the learning that you would give and train our lips and our mouth to speak wisdom as we speak on earth what is already true in heaven. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. So we receive those pleasant words that you've already given us in your word. We receive sweetness to our soul instead of bitterness or regret or envy or guilt and shame. And we receive that health to our bones, that we will be strong. So we see you have a lot to say, Lord, about our words and the effects on us and our own health. And we take responsibility for the fact that we have spoken many of our problems into existence or caused them to last longer than they had to because we keep confessing the problem instead of your pure word. So, Lord, we choose to believe that you sent your word and healed, and we receive both, your word and the healing. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And we receive your word as health to all our flesh in Proverbs 4:20 through 22. So we notice the word of God is life. It is health, not only to our spirit and our soul, but our physical body. We choose to receive it. We choose to believe that your spiritual law is greater than any natural law. We receive, as in James 1:21, the meekness. We receive the meekness to receive the engrafted word which is able to save our souls and our bodies. And so you've promised, Lord, in John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You said, God, you said that out of a man, out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and we choose to speak those good things that you have promised us. And just as you frame the worlds by the word, your word in Hebrews 11:3, so we frame our own futures by agreeing with your word. Amen. And when the word is engrafted into us, it infuses life into us, and we choose to receive that life. And we can speak ourselves well. We can speak ourselves prosperous. We can speak abundance into our lives. We speak prosperity, body, soul, and spirit, even as our soul prospers. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We don't speak the circumstances or the symptoms or the lack or the what the media says. But we choose to speak what you say because faith is the substance of things hoped for, and we believe to see it in substance. And so we have hope in you and in your word that it's not hope that heals us, but it's hope in your word. And we know that your word is true. And you said if we have faith just as a mustard seed in Luke 17:6, that we can cast it out. We can tear it out by the root. We can trust you to reveal the roots if necessary. But we are calling things forth that are not yet manifest, but believing that they are simply waiting for us to call them forth. Amen. And so we say, we are made whole by our faith in your word. Mark 5:34. We choose to receive it, that your word is the medicine that we need. We don't throw away our other medicine, but we know that your word is the medicine that we need and is a medicine to all of our flesh. Proverbs 4:22, that Psalm 107:20 tells us and promises us that you deliver us out of all our distresses, whether they're man-made whether they're natural disasters, whether they're a result of our own foolish choices, or whether they just happened. And we thank you, Lord, that we call for the healing and prosperity and success and destiny that is ours because of your choices and your will. So we establish it on earth as it is in heaven, and we allow our faith to develop, to grow in confidence that what you say is the real reality. Thank you, Lord. And so we cry unto the Lord in our trouble, and he saves us out of our distresses. We send his word, and it heals us, and we are delivered from our destructions in Psalm 107, 19 and 20. So shall the Lord, so shall the word be that goes forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. You said, Lord, in Isaiah 55:11. And you also said in Isaiah 37:57-19, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. And we choose to believe that not only are we near because you are in us, but we choose to spend time in your presence, to delight in you, and to fellowship with you, and to minister to you, and we have everything that you've promised to the one that abides in you. So, Lord, you said in Colossians 1:21 and 22 that you are the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt and shame, and I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. And Matthew 6:12, Romans 5:5. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And in 1 Peter 2 and Romans 6 and 2 Corinthians 5, Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes I am healed and made whole. Amen. In Psalm 107 again, Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God has sent his word and healed me. So I don't confess that my symptoms are worse, that my lack has increased, that everything is going the opposite of what my prophetic words say. I choose to believe them. And in 1 John 4:4 and Revelation 12:11, Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Thank you, Lord. This is my testimony, that you have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health, which will manifest quickly. In John 10:10. John 6:63. And then in Proverbs 4:20 and 22, we're promised, Heavenly Father, I attend to your word and I incline my ears to your sayings, and I will not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart, for they are life and healing to all my flesh. Hallelujah. And as God was with Moses, so is he with me. My eyes are not dim, neither are my natural forces abated. Blessed are my eyes, for they see, and my ears, they hear, and my sandals last forever and don't wear out. I get the most out of everything God blesses me with. In Psalm 91 and Proverbs 12, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have kept your angels, given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, and in my pathway is life, health, and healing. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17 and John 6:63. And then in Mark 11:23 and Luke 17:6, I am redeemed from the curse, Galatians 3:13. I am redeemed from the curse. I am redeemed from the curse and the sins of the fathers. And Galatians 3:13 is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body. It restores life and health. I present my body to God, for it is the temple of the living God, and God dwells in me, and His life permeates my spirit, soul, and body, so that I am filled with the fullness of God daily. Romans 12:1-2, John 14:20. Then 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. John 6:63 and Mark 11:23. Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted to me your life and your health. The life that you give restores my body, and with every breath I breathe and every word I speak, I am being healed and restored and blessed far more abundantly than I ask. Thank you, Lord. That which God has not planted is dissolved and rooted out of my body in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 2:24 is engrafted into every fiber of my being, and I am alive with the life of God. Mark 11:23 and John 6:63 again. We say that everything that's not Jesus, not created by Him, every germ that touches my body has to die on contact in the name of Jesus. Jesus bore the curse for me, therefore I forbid growths and tumors to inhabit my body. The life of God within me dissolves growths and tumors, and my strength and my health is restored. Mark 16 and John 14 and Mark 11. Growths and tumors have no right to my body. They're a thing of the past. For I am delivered from the authority of darkness in Colossians 1. I am delivered from the diagnosis which has been spoken over me, and every organ and tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Genesis 1:28-31. Father, your word has become part of me. It is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body and is restoring and transforming my body and my bones and my tissues and my circulatory system. Your word has become flesh, and you have sent your word, and you have healed me. John 1:21, Psalm 107, Proverbs 13. Your word is manifesting in my body right now, causing growths to disappear that are not of you, causing that to appear which is of you. Arthritis is a thing of the past. Sinus trouble is a thing of the past. Allergies are a thing of the past. And I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Mark 11, Matthew 17, 20. So Heavenly Father, as I give voice to your word, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death, and your life is energizing every cell of my body. Romans 8:12. So all sickness and symptoms, you have to go. Everything that's not of Jesus' creation in me has to go. They cannot exist in me. Every malfunction has to go in the name of Jesus, for the Spirit of God is upon me, and the Word of God is within me. And sickness and fear and oppression and poverty and lack and failure have no place over me, for God's word is my confession in Mark 11:23. So thank you, Father, for I have a strong heart and strong bones and strong organs of every kind, strong health, strong finances, strong blessings coming into my life, wonderful friends, divine connections, prosperity, body, soul, and spirit. And I'm moving forward to fulfill and establish that which you have said is true in heaven, to establish it on earth. My blood flows to every cell of my body with health, restoring life, and abundance in the name of Jesus. Every part of me beats in rhythm with what you say is true. My blood pressure is normal. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries. I'm free of aneurysms or blood clots or any other abnormality that does not pertain to life as you spoke it. My heartbeat is normal. It beats with your rhythm, carrying the life of God through my body and restoring life in abundance. I have a strong heart, strong organs, strong bones, and every beat of my heart carries your word and cleanses me of disease and pain. So I command my blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, virus, infection, anything that tries to inhabit my body, and I command every cell in my body to be normal or better than normal in the name of Jesus. And every cell that does not promote life and health in my body is cut off from its source, and my immune system will not allow tumorous growth or any infection, virus, or disease to live in my body. And I am redeemed from the curse of the law, and my heart beats normally. The spirit of life of God's word flows in me, cleansing my blood of everything that's not you, Jesus. So in Jesus' name, my arteries, my vessels will be better than normal, strong. My heart will be like that of a young person. Every artery, every part of my body is clean and functions well as it was created to function. The law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, I will not allow sin and sickness or death to lord over me. Neither will I speak my symptoms. I don't deny that I've had a diagnosis, but I speak health and healing to manifest quickly in Jesus' name. So the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, permeating his life through my veins, sending healing throughout my body. And in Jesus' name, I forbid my body to be deceived in any matter. And I say, body, you will not be deceived by any disease or germ or virus or infection or diagnosis. Neither will you work against the life of Christ Jesus or health in any way. And every cell of my body supports life and health in Christ Jesus. So my immune system grows stronger. Every system of my body goes stronger. None of them are confused. They all know that the life of Christ is manifesting in me. Thank you, Lord. And as you guard the health in my body, I receive it. I speak to the bones and joints of my body. I call them normal. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease. And that every cell and bone of my body is permeated with health. And on any testing would be better than normal as you provide a creative miracle in me. So I speak a creative miracle over my bones, every cell, every soft tissue, every organ, every part of my body. I make a demand on the mirror to produce pure blood that will ward off sickness and disease, and my bones refuse any offense of the curse, Proverbs 16:24. And I have renounced all jealousy and bitterness that would cause rottenness to my bones. I make a demand on my joints to function perfectly, and there'll be no pain or swelling in all my joints, and my joints refuse to allow anything that would hurt or destroy their normal function, Proverbs 17:22. And so I speak the word of faith and demand that every organ, every part of my body perform perfect work in the temple as the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I charge every part of my body to receive the healing that Jesus died to provide. And I resist the enemy in every form that he comes against me. I require my body to be strong and healthy. I submit to the Lord, resist the enemy, and he flees from me. I enforce it with your word. I reject the curse, as in James 4:7. And I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And you have forgiven all my iniquities, Lord. You have healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. And you have satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. And I'm a testimony to you as others marvel at the restoration that you have done in my life, in my body, in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. Because you have blessed my food, my water, and have taken sickness away from me. Therefore, will I fulfill the number of my days in health, and I'll be taller and stronger and leaner than ever before. So now that I've declared all this, I say that, Lord, if you can make Abraham a father of many nations, you can make me a mother or father of many nations, and that as we trade in our shame, as in Isaiah 61, 6 and 7, that you say that we will be called the priests and ministers of our God. Our inheritance will be among the nations. We'll have a double portion. And so we speak those things that appear foolish to others, but confounds the wise, and we have chosen to be those that you have called. You say you choose the weak things to confound the things which are mighty. And we say that we speak those things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. And we say we speak the things that are not in the visible world into the visible, as we command every proton and neutron, electron, every quark to appear and line up with the word of Jesus Christ. And we say we have spoken and we believe, and you've said we have whatever we speak. And in Psalm 118 it says, I shall not die but shall live and declare the works of the Lord. So we choose to receive your word in every way, Lord, that we aren't the exception to the rule, that our faith is in you, not in faith or hope, but it's in you, that by your stripes we were healed in 1 Peter 2:24, and that Mark 11:23 reassures us that we shall have whatever we say. So we receive the desires that you've put in our heart to have wholeness, health, and long life. We receive it, Lord. And you said if we have faith is a grain of mustard seed, that we can even pluck up the sycamore tree by the roots and obey us. So we say we pluck up anything that is blocking our prosperity, our success, our destiny in you, our calling, our gifts, our family, our spiritual life, our relationships with other people, our physical health. We pluck it up by the root and cast it into the sea and say nothing will interfere with what God wants to do in our lives. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And we choose to set this time aside each day or several times a day and to confess your word and to declare it to be true until we are fully persuaded, and that you will respond to your word, that you will rush to perform it and release angels to make it so. And we thank you, Lord, that we have spoken your word of faith, not only believing it in our heart, but confessing it with our mouth. And we thank you that as we confess it with our mouth, you will help us to believe it 100, 1,000% in our hearts. And we give you praise for all that you're doing in our lives. We give you praise that will be a demonstration of your love and a demonstration of your power, and that will be a walking testimony of your willingness to bless your children, and that your word is true. And we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you for being a wonderful Savior. We thank you for being that perfect Father with the perfect love that casts out all our fears, and that we can enter into your rest knowing that you are performing your word. And if there's any way that we don't believe your word, that you will be faithful and just to reveal that truth to us. And as we confess our sins, you'll not only forgive our sins, but cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so we thank you that your blessing is far more abundantly than we ask or think, that this will be an awesome testimony to your glory and of your grace and of your forgiveness. We thank you that you have promised that healing is the children's portion, and even the dogs get the crumbs from under the table. And it's not about how good we are, it's about how wonderful you are. And so we thank you for all those that have taught us to speak words of faith. And we thank you for so many. I can't even begin to name them. I thank you for some of the verses that I've taken from Charles Capps' books, and for Jesse Duplantis and all the Rhema teachers and everybody that have made it clear to us that we have what we speak, and we can speak what you've promised to us. And we not only choose to believe it into our hearts, but to speak it, because for some reason you have said speak it for us. So we just praise your name. We just praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. We're thanking you ahead of time. Amen.